Each summer, stronger storms. All night, a throaty rumbling up and down the hills, as if some phlegm could not be cleared by fits of rain so thick you are glad for the slopes of suburban yards all headed lower. Or you might have to get out of bed and check the pump as insurance for streams filling the basement. You think of boxes stacked and full of useless things held for no reason but the bother of sorting out your life. How nearly an hour has gone in a glare of lightning cracking the shutters, constant as a nightlight in your usually dark room. It is hard not to imagine other beds up and down the street, bodies playing at sleep. The old dog's snores, counterpoint to the storm's incessant barking. Someday you'll move on, still lugging boxes of cassettes and yearbooks, out-of-date tax returns, inherited junk, lids and tops alongside glass canning jars wrapped in old news. You remember a time you wished to be quick enough to move between raindrops. What could move between these slants rattling the roof? The puppy wakes to dawn, thunder, and drizzle. He wants to be both in and out with you, paws wet and each new stick in the yard worth mouthing as the clouds grow tired of covering everything and the wren makes too much of the pine trees. The hummingbird notes the tomato plants listing, the zucchini leaves making room for a few yellow flowers.